Okay, so that's sort of integration as energy being engaged in something that really moves us. Really, there's nothing in our experience that is non-Buddhist. I mean, it's sort of funny, this idea of saying whether we're Buddhist or not. There's nothing that's non-Buddhist. What's happening is what's happening. And the willingness to experience anything is a crucial factor in integration. So it's the process of becoming more honestly aware that is Buddhist, not the content. I think it's a very important point. So metta really is, I think, inseparable from mindfulness. One thing I think we should stop doing, actually, is using mindfulness as a shorthand term for the mindfulness of breathing, because I think it's really quite inaccurate. Metta practice is also mindfulness practice in that we're becoming more aware. So I really would encourage you all to use the full phrase, mindfulness of breathing. So metta we could see as the willingness to experience, to stay open to whatever arises with unconditional kindness. That which we like, that which we're bored with, that which we really don't want in our world, without any conditions to our willingness to witness and experience. And if we're to be integrated, I think it's very important that this aspect of mindfulness be there. You know, the danger is we create an enemy of some aspect of ourselves, which is very, you know, creates a lot of internal tension. And really, everything is coming and going. All things are impermanent, and all these selves are just arising and falling moment by moment. So if we can be open and experience everything as it is without reacting, then in that openness, everything integrates back to where it came from, which is emptiness, shunyata, the clear blue sky, the open dimension of being, the ground of awareness itself, rigpa, absolute bodhicitta, whatever you want to call it. This, you know, the Dharma says over and over again how this is how things are. So you might be very unique, but I kind of tend to doubt it in the steepest sense. You know, I think all these selves that are emerging, coming and going, really, in a sense, they're all not that substantial. So we don't need to get that worked up about it. You know? Dilgo Khenpa has a great teaching. He says, "The everyday practice is simply to develop a complete acceptance and openness to all situations and emotions and to all people, experiencing everything totally without mental reservations and blockages, so that one never withdraws or centralizes into oneself." So we can look at integration as this releasing into this openness, you know, this kind of openness, open way of being. Maybe that's the thing in the middle, just openness. Kula Prabhu is asking us. So I think we're seeing a new image of integration then, something where the water's flowing and it's clear. You know, if we were to drink of it, it would be deeply refreshing to us and really nourish us. The banks are always wide enough to hold the water, so the water's always freely flowing.